Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, Thursday was supposed to be the final day of mini camp, but we received news early this morning that they canceled practice and they canceled all media availability for today. Maybe perhaps they stayed up a little too late on Wednesday night watching that Bruins game.
Yeah, everyone's probably a little tired, or maybe it's the heavy rain that we're expected to get,
right,
and that's starting to come here in Foxborough. But more than likely, there was just a level of satisfaction, I guess,
exactly,
with the coaching staff in terms of what they saw out on the field. Figured they'd spend their final day and the final hours of minicamp in the film room, in the meeting rooms, get a lot out of the team that way, send them off for these final 6 weeks before training camp.
Right.
It is the second year in a row that they have canceled this final day. Again, there could be many reasons. There were none given, but I'm sure the players are happy to get one less day of wear and tear out on the field, get out for these final few weeks of sort of vacation before camp.
We have to kind of assume that from what Coach Belichick said on Tuesday and Wednesday was that minicamp is the time to really build that foundation and get good footing and be in a good place before they head into training camp. So you can only assume that that's how they feel, for canceling practice on Thursday. And Tom Brady, Danny Amendola, many guys alluded to that when they were asked about it. Tom Brady was asked about his preparation so far this offseason with some of the new guys here, including Tim Tebow.
Yeah, and it was an interesting, some interesting give and take. I mean, on the one hand, you know, Brady, who's now in his 14th year,
right,
he's seen a lot of players come and go, a lot of players in that quarterback room, and he said, well, we welcome Tebow just like any other teammate. He doesn't deal with and concern himself with,
right,
the extra drama and attention that comes with Tebow. In fact, I bet Brady looked at it the same way he looked at it when Mike Kafka came in.
Right.
A new teammate, a new quarterback in the room. What was interesting was when he was asked how would he feel if he was taken off the field for a play or two for Tim Tebow. He said, I don't know, that's kind of a hypothetical. That would be very interesting. I don't see that coming anytime soon, but you wonder what the plan is for Tim Tebow. You wonder what kind of relationship Tom Brady and Tim Tebow can have. Brady's job is not in jeopardy by Tim Tebow coming in,
right,
but it could provide for an interesting dynamic in terms of what they could do at quarterback.
Well, of course, he was also asked about the brand new crop of wide receivers pretty much, so here's a little bit of what Tom Brady had to say about that on Wednesday.
It's really been a fun group. It's been open to learning and open to understanding, you know, how we do things. So how we do things is quite a bit different than how other teams do things, both on the field and off the field. So to try to come in and fit in and do their job is, you know, I give those guys a lot of credit for really stepping up to the challenge.
So those are Tom Brady's thoughts on the new crop of wide receivers. Brian, what do you think?
Well, it really is unusual to have so much turnover. And really,
right,
Matthew Slater is the only wide receiver who's been out on the field that's been on this team. Julian Edelman hasn't really been practicing. You know, there's been some ups and downs. I mean, I think Danny Amendola is going to come in and be that number one guy. Michael Jenkins seems to have been impressive.
I really like Michael Jenkins.
Lavelle Hawkins is an under-the-radar guy who, you know, I don't think we've heard from at all. He's not one of the top-end guys. And then the rookies, you know, Dobson, I think, has been up and down. Boyce hasn't really been up there. This is wide open.
Right.
I mean, wide open. You look at all the four or five free agents they've signed, the two draft picks, the three or so undrafted free agents. Half will make the team, half won't. It's as simple as that. It can be great competition too.
Well, we heard the other day on the field Brady getting really, really amped up and really excited when you know, he and Amendola connected on a play. And the same was true with Michael Jenkins. He had a lot of really great long ball catches that he made, and a lot of excitement from Tom Brady and from the coaching staff on the field.
I think Brady and probably the coaches, they appreciate when a correction is made behind the scenes,
right,
they implement it on the field and see improvement. Simple as that.
See, it's come to fruition on the field.
Right.
It's got to be an exciting feel, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
So those are our thoughts. Sorry about minicamp being canceled today, but we will see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.